Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney with Will.
Good morning, guys.
I meant to not pick a different theme for the opening theme, and I ended up picking the Crash Bandicoot 3 theme. Instead.
That's iconic. Iconic.
Yeah, it is. Anyways, sorry the podcast was a little bit late today. We had a scheduling conflict on Sunday, and then on Monday we had a bunch of technical difficulties, aka I accidentally pulled out my fucking hard drive while we were recording, and then it just totally shit the bed hard.
Well, what started the whole predicament?
Well, my mouse, both buttons were right-click. So I'd like click start to open up iTunes, and it's like, paste? No. So yeah, that was annoying. But yeah, we're back today. We're going to talk about a couple things, Will.
Yeah, we're going to go over the disappointing Xbox 2020 event that was earlier last week. We'll go over the conferences that are being scheduled in place of E3. We'll talk about the Xbox Series X. And we'll go over a couple other small things for game news.
And hot off the press just right now, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 Remastered is coming to PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and a couple of other things.
When is that coming?
That's coming on September 4th, I think it was.
I think you are right.
I think I memorized that somewhere.
Pretty easy. We just watched that, like, what?
20 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tony Hawk looks like he hasn't aged a day, hasn't wiped out in fucking 20 years.
No, he's got some good genes.
I don't know if you mean actual genes or...
family genes.
Okay. Yeah, he's got good genes, so he doesn't get road rash when he wipes out. But
well, all right, those exist, too. There's Kevlar genes now.
Oh, nice. All right, so yeah, we'll talk about all that and more coming up. Right now. All right, everybody, welcome to the show. Oh, it's like clockwork. As soon as I start the welcome to the show, the music switches.
Every time I hear you say welcome to the show, though, I feel like baseball.
Baseball? Do they say that in baseball?
No, but like the game, right? It's like MLB, the show. Yeah.
Right.
And they're always like, welcome to the show. And I'm like, ah, and now you're using it. I'm like, ah.
Well, I don't watch baseball, so I did not in any way steal that from baseball.
We're good.
All right. Okay, so Game Award of the Week this week is Ping. Two instances of what that means. One is came along with Apex Legends, which is do ping a location, ping an item, let your teammates know where stuff is. So to obliterate the word here, over here. Where's here? Have you seen that meme with the seagull?
I have.
It's good. But yeah, so that solved all that problems. So you can say he's over here, and then you hear boop, and then it's a ping.
Yeah, I still sometimes try to do that when I'm just playing multiplayer for COD instead of Warzone.
I know.
I'm like, oh, we got guys to the right. And they're like, pin. Or where? And I'm like, boat. Right.
Dude, the amount of time I've tried to ping an enemy in gunfight is gross. Like, oh, he's on the left, and I'll try to ping him, and then I'll die. Like, fuck. So focused on pinging. Anyways, the other gaming terminology for ping is obviously the speed of your connection. So it's the time it takes data to travel from your console to the server and back,
which affects other players you're playing with.
Yeah, if you're hosting. But so basically, if you have a really low ping, that's good. I usually run with around 53 or so, sometimes 42, because I'm hardwired in, so that's really good. But Cole and I played with a guy. We were playing tournament, so it was a 3v3 tournament, and one guy had 1,000 ping and was completely useless to us.
I've seen players like that before, and to me, it looks like they're just teleporting across the map, because all of a sudden they'll stop. And I'm like, well, what's going on with that guy? And all of a sudden, he's gone. And then I look forward, and he's like 20 feet ahead of me. And I'm like, what?
The other day, I played a game. I can't remember who. I think it was me, Brian, and a couple of other guys I play with. The lag was so bad, Will. I can't even put it into fucking words. Like, it was so bad, like, two-thirds of the lobby just left. They're like, fuck this. It was first circle, and there was 50 people left.
Wow.
And we're like, we'll stick it out. Maybe they'll all leave, and we'll get a default win, and we can brag about it. And, so it was really, really bad. We all got a couple kills, but they weren't fucking easy.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it would be. Not with that.
Yeah, it was terrible. I should have recorded that whole match, but...
For the leg, was that rubber band leg, or just, like... slow down, like you're trying to move forward and your guy would just stop?
Well, your screen would freeze.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, cool, that's cool. Or your guy would stand in place and you can move around, but you wouldn't be able to move forward. And then the game would... Yeah, so it's basically rubber banding. we came across a whole team. Our team saw their whole team and they saw us, and then the game froze and we're like, fuck. And I had a riot shield. That's the only thing that probably saved all of us. So I, like, went in and fucking beat two guys down and assassinated one guy. I'm like, how the fuck did I just do that with that much lag?
Yeah, I don't know what caused it. I haven't had any issues with lag, but I had a bad glitch. So, you know, like, the towers that are by, I think it's Boneyard?
Yep.
So there's a sniper up there with a riot shield, and I snuck up on him, assassinated him. But when I did it, his riot shield, when it fell to the ground, pushed me into collision. So I got stuck in the railing.
Oh, what?
Yeah, so I had to pick up his riot shield and fucking hope no one shot me.
Fuck. All right. Well, we'll get into Call of Duty later. We're going to talk about Season 4. But first, we'll talk about the Microsoft event that we watched last Thursday.
Ooh, that was a disappointment.
Yeah.
I could have stayed in bed longer.
Let's start with what we liked. What game did you actually look forward to getting?
We've talked about it before. I'm a huge Yakuza fan, so seeing Yakuza Like a Dragon coming to Xbox Series X at launch has me super excited.
Yeah. Honestly, no. I'm not gonna lie. I wasn't excited for any of those games. I was a complete disappointment to me.
Yeah, I figured. There's a couple other ones, Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines has me interested. I just did not like the trailer they used.
Right.
Remember the Christmas tree with the people all hung up?
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't like that. Even though, like, the original Vampire the Masquerade was a great game. It's like an RPG vampire game. And this one's promising, like, an open world, like GTA. So... Mm-hmm. It has me a lot more interested. And then the other one that has me interested was Bright Memory Infinite.
Right.
Which is that one that's created by a single person.
Yeah. That one looks interesting. Out of all of them, that's probably the one I'd play.
Yeah. I really liked the aspect of, like, it's a first-person shooter set in a futuristic world that also happens to contain, like, enemies from, like, different time zones, it looked like.
Yeah.
Because when it started, what was he? He was jumping out of the water, attacking a soldier.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, from the soldier, while he was moving forward, he was facing a knight.
Well, the other thing that kind of hooked me on this game is the movement. The movement was very crisp and very quick, and he has a zipline tool to basically access, as well as access to speedy vehicles. So I think the way you get around the world in this game is a lot more dynamic, and that's kind of cool. I like games that do that, that give you the option to travel faster by some means, like Breath of the Wild, fucking parachute or paragliding in. Like, that's nice. Or after you beat one of the Divine Beasts, you get Rivali's Gale. And you can just basically skip half, climbing half this fucking rock wall, which is super nice. I'm trying to think of another game as an example. But yeah, as soon as you play a game where you're, where you can't do any of that, it's like, fuck, I missed that. Like, actually, here's a great example. Last week we talked about Modern Warfare 2's campaign that got remastered. You can't slide in that game, and you can't vault over walls or whatever, or cars or whatever the fuck, and I immediately missed that.
Yeah, I do too.
So
that actually, I'm still trying to beat it on the hardest difficulty, and I'm stuck on the second last mission when you're escaping the safe house and you have to make it out with all the dock. Oh my god. I thought I was smart, so I was running with all the enemies behind me, but I forgot about all the enemies on the downhill.
Yeah,
I'm stuck there now in like a pincer position.
Oh, dude, fucking preaching to the choir. I bitched about that last week on the podcast. Yeah, because I have an RPG, or I had an RPG when I had that with two rounds. So I would shoot two rounds, I'd kill most of the RPG guys and most of the other guys, and then I'd pick off the last couple, and then I'd get mortared every single time. Doesn't matter where you fucking run.
No, that I rage quit, and I haven't picked it up in like 3 weeks. I do want to beat it because I really do enjoy it, but I think I might have to restart that mission and kill everyone behind me before I move forward, because you can't fight when you're getting shot from both ends.
Yeah. Anyways, back to the event. So the next game announced was Dirt 5.
I like we've talked, I'm not a racing fan, but I know a lot of other people that are very excited about this game.
AKA probably Eric.
Eric, I bet you Thomas is as well.
Oh, Thomas is on the Sea of Thieves train right now. He fucking texted me and was like, bro, we need to play Sea of Thieves. It's so much fun. I'm like, I'm Sea of Thieves dope.
I heard there was a huge update. They added some new enemies and stuff. I was actually interested in checking it out. So maybe that's one thing we could do.
I don't know. I'm pretty Sea of Thieves dope. I'm just like, every time I log into Sea of Thieves, I just get fucking absolutely destroyed by everybody. And I'm like, fuck. It's just, it's not fun for me anymore.
Yeah, I have a love and hate relationship with it, so.
So, Dirt 5 will also feature smart delivery between Xbox One and Series X. As usual, the game is being published by Codemasters and includes gorgeous environments and vehicles. Both Nolan North and Troy Baker are featured in the game story.
Now, those are like the top two voice actors in video games.
Oh, nice.
Nolan North does the Uncharted series and a lot of other things, and Troy Baker, he's pretty much in every game you could think of.
That'd be nice. Okay, so the next game announced started my kind of displeasure of this whole fucking...
I'm totally with you there.
Yeah, so it's called Scorn. It's a terrifying horror experience reminiscent of Ridley Scott's Prometheus. It's told in a non-linear structure, and you must explore an unfamiliar world with scary discoveries. So I'm not into horror games.
And I'll play them, but not much.
What? This wasn't the one where they were like dead people that like had their fucking mouth. I think that's the next one. Shown gameplay. Yeah, I think it's the next one. But anyways, yeah, someone would kill people and then basically hang them on puppet strings and like.
No, that was a vampire.
Oh yeah, that one.
That's
fucking
what I said. Remember, they were on. It starts with the Christmas tree, and they're all hung up. Yeah, that trailer. Like, I'm excited for that game, but that trailer kind of wasn't needed.
Yeah, I turned me off. 100% turned me off from that game.
I can't remember. Scorn is. I don't remember which one that is. They were all pretty much horror games. Like, that's what ruined this conference for me.
Yeah, 100%. I don't know if the horror genre is all fucking hip and hop right now, or maybe they're just capitalizing on Last of Us 2 getting announced or something. I don't know.
Well, the horror genre has come back quite a bit because PlayStation has that, I can't remember, the Dark Stories trilogy.
Yep.
Which is really popular. And then one of the games actually we're going to talk about soon on this list, their previous game was the Blair Witch Project that's on Game Pass. Now, that game had some jump scares. Like, I remember when I thought I knew it was coming out that day, so I picked it up, played it, and thank God it was during the day.
Yeah. All right, so next one on the list is Chorus. It's a world premiere for a space combat game shown during the presentation. Clips of the gameplay were brief, but the protagonist appeared to have a unique connection to her vehicle, and we see a planet disintegrating.
Yeah, I don't know. This one didn't interest me, mainly because it looked like it was all just like a space shooter game.
Yeah. But it's not a horror game.
It's not like back in the day, like Star Fox, that was amazing. Doing stuff like that nowadays just doesn't really work.
Yeah. So, moving on, Madden 21, oh my god, shocker, that's coming out.
Oh yeah, we always knew that. Like, there's no, like, sooner or later it can be NHL 21.
I don't know if I've openly bitched about this on the podcast, but I think all sports games that EA makes should be a fucking subscription service and only available on Origins. That would sell more fucking Origin subscriptions.
They have that already.
Do they?
Yeah. All the sports titles are on there, it's just they release them on as for $80 as well.
Well, instead of releasing Madden 21, just call it Madden, and then just update the fucking rosters and all the other assets, you know, every year.
Lately, or like the last 4 years, they've added an actual story into the game.
Yeah,
so
right.
So you start as like a high school football guy to college to underground kind of football, and then all the way to like the NFL, the big leagues.
Nice. Turn my mic down. Think they need to do an overhaul of NHL because it's just like it's the same fucking game since NHL 14. Like in 7 years they haven't fucking upgraded anything really.
It's like that for every sports game. Other than adding story to them now, it's just the same thing. That's why I never purchase these when they're full price. Like I like FIFA. And I usually always pick it up on Black Friday. So I picked up the deal that was available for Christmas last year, which was NHL 20 and FIFA 20 in a bundle pack for, I think, like $40.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Never played NHL. They didn't have the deal without it. So
I want it. Well, I found my NHL, I almost called it NHL 30, NHL 20 for $30.
That's good.
So, yeah, I fucking jumped on that. Because I was reading it has like 1.5 stars on the Microsoft Store. Like, it's doing fucking poor. everyone's pissed that it's just the same fucking game. And they're charging full price for it. It's just fucking retarded. So. I have to play Mark on that game. Because when I was playing NHL 19 last year, he was talking about how good he was.
Yeah, he just doesn't have an Xbox. So finally, when you get a PlayStation 5 this year, you'll start be able to play with Mark.
Well, talking with Mark and saying, "Oh man, I can't remember what he said he was struggling with something that's not that fucking difficult." So I'm like, "You're not that good. I know you're not that good." Like, does he know positioning? Is he like actual hockey positioning? Like where you need to be?
Probably not.
Yeah,
he just plays the game. Now, if it was football, he knows his shit.
Yeah, he beat me at Madden 21.
Yeah.
All right, next game on the list is the vampire one that we've talked about already.
Don't really need to go over it. It's just a fast-paced combat freedom that you can reshape the world to your whim of your choices, stuff like that. It's open world. Has me excited. Trailer was disappointing.
Yeah. Next is Call of the Sea, a bright and colorful yet mysterious adventure game. Call of the Sea sees a woman searching for Harry, not Harry Potter. It takes place in the 30s in the South Pacific and is filled with plenty of secrets and discoveries.
This one actually did look interesting. Remember how I compared this one, to Sea of Thieves?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and the cel-shaded graphics, yeah.
Yeah, and it was beautiful. Like, this is, if this is what cel shade is gonna look like in next gen, I am aboard.
No pun intended. Awesome. Honestly, I don't remember anything about this game from the conference because I was still stuck with the image of Vampire Bloodlines 2. And I wasn't paying attention.
Basically, it looks like kind of like a Tomb Raider mystery game.
Oh,
not
cool.
So much Tomb Raider action, but, you know, like puzzle and exploration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next two, we have The Ascent, a cyberpunk game with mechs, slaves, workers in a rundown city. The Ascent is an isometric shooter with science fiction abilities and appears similar to Diablo, Alienation, and Warhammer 40K Inquisitor. So you actually said, is this cyberpunk, when it first started?
I know. It looked like it. So, but then when it kept moving forward, I don't know. See, the issue is, trailers can always look so good. The game can be a whole other story.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because in this, the trailers are always cinematic.
Mm-hmm. Because they're trying to sell what the story is about. But then when you get the game, it looks like shit, it plays like shit, or the story isn't what was promised.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, next is The Medium, another horror game.
Yeah, this one really freaked me out. I didn't like the pregnant woman in the ultrasound room, and then all of a sudden, like, the burning church.
Yeah. Yeah, so this woman turns demonic and ventures out into the cold, and, I don't know, does some medium things. It wasn't really fucking clear. It's kind of confusing.
No.
More than anything.
Yeah, like, I'm not into it.
Yep. Put me in church. No, don't put me in church. I'd rather not. I'm not a church person.
Especially when the church is, like, full of demons.
Yeah. All right, so a couple more on this list. Scarlet Nexus, a trailer for Scarlet Nexus from Bandai Namco, featuring enemies called the Others, who cannot be hurt with traditional means. Trees are sprouted from their heads and only with special... Psionic powers, thank you. Can the OSF organization save the world?
This reminded me of a lot of other JRPGs. Very similar to Persona and a couple other things. I don't know. I need to see more.
Yeah. Did we discuss whether that was an anime or not?
It looks like an anime, but no, like I did tell you, a lot of the games... the anime that you watch is they're based off of games. It's not mm-hmm. that often that you get a game that turns into an anime. Sorry, an anime that turns into a game.
Unless
it's like
super
One Piece or something like that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Now, the next game is probably the most interesting of the bunch, to be honest. Second Extinction. It's a new first-person shooter from Avalanche Studios. Earth has fallen, and dinosaurs, creatures roam free. With a squad of players, you can take back the planet and slaughter the invaders. So yeah, that one actually looked kind of interesting.
Yeah, I kind of want to see a bit more about that. It definitely looks like it's co-op, so that has me interested. And the dinosaurs, we only saw a couple of them, but it looked very... Ooh, what was another game that was kind of similar to this?
Ark?
Ark and Horizon for PlayStation.
Yeah. Yeah, so I might check this one out, even though I'm not into dinosaurs, really.
It's more of the story. The Second Extinction thing is kind of cool. Like, another meteor has come and Earth has fallen. Dinosaurs have come back somehow, which makes no sense. And humans are almost... extinct.
Center of the Earth theory, man.
We'll wait and see.
Yeah. All right. So next one is Yakuza Like a Dragon. It's coming to Xbox Series X at launch with all of its drama and eccentricities.
Eccentricities.
The game ditches real-time combat for a new turn-based system that is just goofy enough to work in Sega's long-running franchise.
That's what has me interested the most. I want to see how this turn-based system is actually going to play, because usually it's like a beat-em-up.
Yeah.
In like a small open world, so you'll, you know, there's no guns or anything. It's usually you get into a fight with a whole bunch of gangsters and you have to take them out. It's kind of the game itself is goofy in its own right, because you could pick up like a bike that's laying on the side of the road and beat the guy down.
Awesome.
Oh yeah, or a traffic cone. I always go for the traffic cone. It's the PA in me.
Yeah. Finally, Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Valhalla, not Van.
Sorry, yeah, Valhalla. This included footage of a battering ram hitting a gate, archery, and brutal melee combat. However, the relatively short presentation showed only a glimpse of direct gameplay, which
I was disappointed.
Yeah, a lot of people were disappointed.
That was not gameplay. That looked like cinematic gameplay.
Yeah,
like all of a sudden you're about to start an attack and it's an execution.
Bullshit.
Yeah. just didn't work for me. I'm still super excited from the game. I did read an article even from I can't remember his name, and I don't have time to look it up, but the creative director for Valhalla was actually disappointed as well that not enough was shown.
Well, he's the creative director. Can he like change that shit?
Yeah, I guess, but it was whatever Microsoft wanted to show, right? So, yep. Or Ubisoft went ahead in front of him and just picked out what needs to be done. I know, which I'll talk about in a little bit, Ubisoft does have their own conference coming up in the future, so I'm sure that's when we're going to actually see
a little more
of actual gameplay.
Yeah, totally. I was actually just going to transition into that.
Before we do that, though, I do have another thing, since we're already on Valhalla. They did just announce that after the gameplay reveal, which left a lot of fans questioning the meaning of the term gameplay. I like that. Apparently, the game Season Pass, or the Collector's Edition, is going to include a mission based on the events of the epic poem Beowulf. Now, I don't know, did you ever watch the movie, or do you know Beowulf?
I played like 2 minutes of the game and hated it.
Okay, but the actual, like, there's been a couple of different retellings of the story, but basically, it's going to be called the story mission, The Legend of Beowulf. Discover the cruel truth behind the legend. Now, Beowulf, I don't know if it actually takes place. That's the thing. Beowulf tells the titular hero's quest to defeat the monster Grendel, Grendel's mother, and a dragon. The surviving old English manuscripts dates sometime between 975 and 1025 AD. So they have confirmed that somewhere in that DLC, you will be fighting a dragon.
Bitchin'.
Yeah, that has me interested. That's the one thing Assassin's Creed has been missing, in a dragon.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I mean, we fought a fucking legendary fucking lion and Cerberus and all this shit in Origins.
Yeah, well, not Origins, Odyssey.
That's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, actually, no, in Origins we did face...
We faced all the gods, didn't we?
The Egyptian ones, I thought. I can't remember.
I remember there was an Anubis boss at some point.
Yes, that was like an event they had. That was a hard mission until I figured out the mechanics.
You know what fucking fight was super hard? Was Medusa in Odyssey.
I actually had some trouble with that one at first, and then I just realized I hid behind a pillar, shot her, backed away, shot her, backed away, and then when I got into the waves of the enemies, I just kept rotating around the map.
Yeah, it was a grind.
Oh yeah, it was definitely not a quick fight. I don't know. I've seen people speed run it now because there's so many tricks and stuff. But I think it took me at least 15 minutes, maybe even longer.
I think it took me 20. It was a long fight.
Oh yeah. As soon as she froze you, you knew you were fucked unless you could dodge roll like right away.
Yeah, totally. All right, let's move on to Ubisoft, Ubisoft, Ubi, Uable's digital E3 event.
Okay, so their E3 show style showcase will stream live on July 12th. Now, it's interesting because E3 is usually in June, and it looks like a lot of the events now are being put into July, as Microsoft has their big first-party event in July.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and now Ubisoft is doing theirs July 12th at noon Pacific time. The company sent out a save-the-date alert to all fans and media, but did not offer any details about what to expect. This year, fans are likely to learn more about the recently announced Assassin's Creed Valhalla, delayed titles that'll include Watch Dogs Legion, Gods of Monsters, and Rainbow Six Quarantine.
Cool. So, Rainbow Six, I haven't played since 64. I think I said that before on the podcast.
Yeah, I haven't played since, Vegas?
They're tactical games. I kind of want to try it again, to be honest.
Yeah, I remember the Vegas ones actually had like a story campaign, so that's why I enjoyed it. The one that's out right now is more of just PvP based.
Yeah.
Quarantine looks PvP based as well with a bit of story and I guess zombies, if I remember the trailer that we saw last year. With them stuck in that bunker trying to shoot everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. What else we got here? Gods and Monsters. These are none of things I've not played before.
Gods and Monsters. Wasn't that game that was very similar? It looked like Zelda.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
There was a game. I remember I just had a flashback of me being at EB Games and I was looking for a new game to play. I can't remember what the name of the game was called. But the guy said it's like Zelda. So, maybe you'll remember the game. It's the girl's dying of some disease, and you have to go like get monster parts. And each monster part slows the virus or the disease until the last mission where you actually like cure her. I can't remember what the fucking game's called. Pandora's Tower. That's what it was.
Okay, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it was actually quite interesting. I actually didn't finish the game though. I had like maybe one dungeon left or something, but I didn't actually finish it.
Oh. Was it a good game?
Yeah, it was not bad. I mean, it wasn't Zelda, but it was
just
fun.
Something similar.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You ready to move on from Ubisoft to Weeble?
Yeah. The other one that so far has been announced was the SGF, the Summer Games Fest. Their schedule is kind of interesting because it's going to be taking place from May all the way to August. So the first event was just the reveal today of Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 Remaster. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow there's supposed to be another event. If it's interesting, we'll cover it. I don't really know. It says join them to tomorrow for an interview with Jeff Keighley and a special showcase event. I don't know what a special showcase event is.
Probably showing off Tony Hawk.
It could be. I'm not too sure, but we'll see. Like I said, I'll watch tomorrow. If it's anything good, I'll update our Facebook page.
Yeah. So in June, June 9th, there's a Steam Game Festival. So play and wishlist upcoming PC games on Steam.
Interesting.
Yeah. June 11th, it'll say, it says Cyberpunk 2077. Tune in for a special broadcast on Cyberpunk 2077. From yep. CG Projekt Red.
I'm looking forward to that the most.
Totally.
That is still one of my top games this year, and I saw a bit more gameplay that he revealed about 2 weeks ago, showing off the open world and him driving a car.
Yeah.
I am blown away by the world they created.
Yeah, it should be good. All right, next on July 11th as well, we have EA Play. So Electronic sports Arts games. Is going to announce all their next sports games and the next Battlefield game that'll hopefully be a little bit fucking better.
Yeah, there's rumors because it's also EA, right? And they also, if you think back, they own a couple other companies too. So you have DICE. So we could see Battlefront. Nope. Yeah.
Star Wars,
Battlefield.
Right?
Battlefield. Oh. There we go. Battlefield. The new Battlefield. Game. There's rumors that there's a Mass Effect trilogy in the works, the original trilogy, so I'm kind of excited for that.
Oh, yeah.
and maybe or maybe not, who knows, we might see Dragon Quest or Dragon Age 4.
Sweet. Moving on into July, we have Technicon. Digital Extreme updates Warframe players on what's next, so...
Never got into Warframe.
Yeah, I always saw it... Or that's Warhammer, sorry. I was thinking of Warhammer. Alright, in August, we have GamesCon on August 24th. And that's
interesting.
It. That's it. That's all we got.
There's going to be more added. Like, we know PlayStation still has an event coming up. It could be this month. That is the rumor. So we might hear more about the price tag and the release of the PlayStation 5. We definitely know Nintendo's got some stuff up their sleeve. They're just staying quiet.
Totally. And with that, actually, let's move into our question this week, which was, they announced that the... They didn't announce it, did they?
Which one?
Oh, no, that was just a rumor. That the Xbox Series X is going to be $400 US.
Yeah, so this is... I understand where a lot of people are coming from. Analysts are sometimes wrong, but this guy has been good for a while. He usually predicts things. Jeff Keighley is also one of the people that talked with the analysts, so that's where a lot of this is coming from. Now, I don't know if it's for sure going to be $400. I think it could be $499. I don't think they can go above that price tag this year.
Yeah.
Mainly because for it to come to Canada now, that $400 price tag is going to be like $550.
$550, yeah.
Yeah, and if it's $499... We're looking at like $600-$700, and that's without buying games.
Yeah.
So.
Well, if you have Game Pass, you should be fine for a bit.
Yeah, that's the one good thing. I'm really hoping Halo Infinite will be included in Game Pass.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that.
That would save me buying another Halo game that could be a hit or miss.
Yeah, totally. Ugh. We got to play Halo 2.
I know. I just been holding off. I know. I've Halo 1 kind of ruined it for me, dude.
Yeah, there was some fucking bullshit going on.
You had, like, super grenades on or something, dude.
I don't know.
Like, one grenade, like, blows up the whole room.
Yeah. I don't remember turning that on, though.
I just remember, like, you walking forward, and I'm like, grenade behind you. You're like, I'm good.
Yeah. Or actually, what really fucking killed it for me is that final mission.
Oh, man. The driving one. That really hurt. As soon as we got in the Warthog, we flipped.
Yeah, we weren't even able to leave the first area without getting fucking flipped. And we're like, this has never happened ever in the history of doing this level.
No, and we've been really good with that one. That's one of our best speed runs.
Yeah. And, we didn't hit... There was two times we ran out of time, but we've never, ever run out of time. I don't know what the fuck was happening that day. Anyways, whatever.
Yeah.
So, I asked on our Facebook page and on our Discord, Xbox Series X set to be at $400. Does this surprise you? And I'll start with our Discord. So, on Discord, we have Thomas Noteworthy said he actually didn't know that until just now, Rodney being the wealth of knowledge that he is. He said, that's actually a really good price. I thought it would be dropping at least $600, so thank God.
Yeah, I hope, like I said, cheaper price. Definitely don't have the money this year.
Yeah. SpeedGeek14 on Discord says, that's crazy, still needs better game lineup. Fable and Halo for $600, not so much.
I don't know. I think those two games would do it for me. I've really been holding out hope for the next Fable and Halo we've known about for a while. But he is right. It's all about exclusives. And PlayStation definitely dominates the market there.
Yeah. Speaking of PlayStation, Bradley says Sony's eerily quiet. Lots of rumored games, though. I would wonder how badly the COVID's fucking with the plans.
From what I've heard, it's actually fucking with them pretty hard with... At least the Series X has been in production for a while because there is a couple streamers that already have them. If you look on YouTube, there is people with the Series X already. The PS5, I don't think, went into production until earlier this year. And with the factories getting shut down, there's talk that at launch, there might not be as many as people are hoping.
So it's going to be like a Nintendo Switch ordeal?
Yeah, or even worse. So
that's crazy.
I don't know how that's going to really work, especially with right now the economy.
Yeah, totally. Maybe I'll wait till the new year to get one then.
Might be easier to find one. And like I said, I'm going to try to get the pre-order, but there's no guarantee.
Yeah. So we have Josh saying hell yes. They're probably banking on the game studios they've acquired to get the money back. The game lineup is good, though, and they've said that there's more coming.
Yeah, we've talked about it a couple times. Apparently the new Fable game that's in development is coming from the Forza team,
yep.
Which is kind of interesting because that's a complete change to their demographic.
Totally, yeah.
And then, I can't remember the name of the studio, but one of the ones they literally opened 2 years ago during the announcement, I think... I don't know why it's escaping me, but apparently they're working on a Perfect Dark.
Perfect Dark.
So that could be another interesting title to bring back.
I think I didn't play the Perfect Dark. I didn't even play the 64 version of Perfect Dark very much. But I didn't even look at the one for Xbox. So I don't even know if that one was good or not.
I played it. I just don't remember how good it was or not, because at that time there's so many good Xbox games.
The original Xbox,
it was OG.
it
had those exclusives, right? Like now you look at Xbox and it's all third party stuff.
Yeah, totally. All right, so moving over to our Facebook page, same question. So, Mr. Fucking Melons said, is that the base model? And I said, probably. And he's like, oh, I don't believe that. He thinks it's going to be $650 or $700.
I don't know. Microsoft already said they're willing to take a hit. And I've discussed it many times. Like, their hit is not what a lot of people think. Their hit is basically, well, this console might cost them $350 to manufacture. They want to make double that.
What if this is just a fucking marketing ploy? What if everything is super cheap right now because of the virus? And
that's
they're actually saving a bunch of money?
Because I think it's also Microsoft lost the last war with the 360 and the Xbox One. So they've failed two generations now. I think this is the only time that Microsoft can make a comeback, and they have to do it with a reasonably priced model of their next console. And games to actually sell.
I don't really think that the 360 was a failure.
It didn't sell in Asia at all. That was a whole demographic they lost. Xbox One kind of sold better in Asia, but still not enough to beat the PlayStation 4. And the Switch was just a monster.
Yeah. I think the 360 had a good lineup of games, and I think the 360 had good multiplayer. But I see where you're coming from.
When you lose like a whole side of the world, that's a huge profit.
Mm-hmm.
So with China and Japan and Korea and stuff like that not buying 360s, they did not make the money that they were hoping to.
All right, going back to Facebook here. Nathan Borland says, makes sense to me. Lose a few hundred on immediate sales, but beat out the competition. They make it back in loot crate sales, in-game purchases, which is the real moneymaker anyway.
Yeah, we've talked about this many times, loot crates and stupid DLC.
Yeah. All right. Everybody else was just saying dumb stuff, like Brian. He said, doesn't seem to make much sense. We shall see. The new console comes out. How long until the iron out bugs? Is it worth the purchase?
Yeah, I answered him on that one.
What did you say? Depends on after the bugs are all ironed out. Sometimes some freak bug can occur, i.e. Red Ring of Death for Xbox and Blue Light for PS4, and I will still purchase it at launch like always and get the protection. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, if you're going to buy something at launch, you always got to get the protection, because I do remember, actually, I went through three Xbox 360s.
Really? I went through only the one. I only ever had one. Yeah.
The red ring haunted my 360 life.
I bought mine secondhand from my friend who just got his refurbished and didn't want to wait, so he bought a new Xbox, and then I just bought his old one, and I never had a problem with it.
Oh, you're lucky. My first one red ringed while I was playing. I don't remember, but I was super pissed, and the warranty at that point was gone, so couldn't do anything about it. Went out, bought another one. That lasted 4 months. It red ringed. I got pissed off. The warranty wasn't still good though, so I went re-exchanged it. The next one red ringed. The warranty didn't work anymore, and I threw that one off the balcony.
Shit.
I remember my mom yelling at me, "What the hell do you think you're doing?" And I'm like, "Well, I can't do anything about it."
Fuck. All right, well, shit.
So yeah, basically what Brian's saying is true. You get something at launch, you don't know what you're getting.
Yeah,
pay that extra $100.
Well, I'm gonna upgrade and get the next one up anyway, if I do get one.
What do you mean the next one up?
The if I do get an Xbox Series X, I'm gonna get the next model up.
Yeah, because they have talked that there's going to be a cheaper model and the high-end one, so yep. I would get the high-end as well, because you're going to get more bang for your buck, but still get that warranty, because you totally have no idea. You could take it home, and the manufacturer warranty is good. You're good for about a year, mm-hmm. but that only means that you have to package your console up and send it to Microsoft, and yep. their timeline is anywhere from 3 weeks to 6 months before you get it back.
I sent my Wii away. I'm trying to remember why. Something happened to my Wii, and I had to send it away, and that was heartbreaking, because I couldn't fucking play video games forever. But
how long did that take?
It was a couple weeks, but I remember that the door for where you plug your Cube controllers in, that broke yep. off, and they actually just put a new door on, too. I was like, that's awesome.
That's perfect.
Yeah. So, all right, so let's get into the season 4 of Modern Warfare.
Okay, so we were talking about this yesterday a couple times, but we had some issues with our recording, so this will be interesting. We can go over it again, and then like I talked about this morning, there's been a couple new things. So let's have you start.
Well, they finally nerfed the snake shot. About fucking time.
You had issues with the 357?
Oh. No. The snake shot, it was like the dually 357s yeah. that you could snipe people across fucking maps. Like, fuck.
I've been on board. I got my 357 gold within like 2 weeks of the game because of that reason. Like, oh man, the snake shot was amazing.
Well, and the other thing I want them to fucking adjust is the riot shields. Like, they should not be in Warzone, period. Unless you get them out of your fucking class. No, I'm serious. Like, Brian and I both drop together. We always drop together because if we're hot dropping, we want to make sure we can kill everybody, right?
Yeah.
And both me and him find a gun, and this guy's behind us, and the only thing he has is a fucking riot shield, and he just fucking charges us, corners both of us, and then beats both of us down. We're like, are you fucking kidding? Like, we don't have grenades or anything, because mm-hmm. it's the beginning of the game. So, basically, we're like, oh, cool, have two free kills, you fucking asshole. Yeah.
Yeah, riot shields suck. Like, I told you, I'm trying for the Damascus right now, and it's a grind. Like, getting triple kills with a riot shield is complete bullshit.
Yeah.
A double kill? Yeah, that's reasonable. Triple kill with a riot shield is fucking stupid. I wanted to, like... Oh, a couple days ago when I was attempting it, I'm at like 9 of 20 or 25 that I need. I wanted to write Infinity Ward's Joe, I can't remember, Kosick or whatever, and be like, you are the biggest dumbass I've ever seen. Yeah. How could you put a challenge like this in the fucking game? Even like the launchers, dude. I don't know if you've worked on the launchers yet to try to get them gold.
I've seen the challenges.
Oh my god, it's bullshit. Like, you have to get killed 75 aerial kill streaks and 75 ground kill streaks.
Oh yeah.
75. Like, that's... Now, those are two separate challenges. So I have to shoot down 75 freaking VTOLs or goddamn choppers or something, and then I got to take out ground kill streaks as well?
Yeah.
It's going to take forever.
Well, I was looking at the RPG and saw that the kill streak, or sorry, you need to get kills while defending and kills while attacking objectives.
Super easy. I did that in about six or seven games.
Well, yeah, you've been playing Shipment, though.
Oh, yeah. That's the best time to do it right now, is if you're going for Damascus or Gold Launchers, fucking play the shit out of Shipment. Basically, the defending ones, you just have to be near the circle. The attacking is you just got to kill anyone that's in that circle.
Yeah.
And launchers are ruthless. You can take out a whole team with one shot.
Well, with the RPG, the other ones are kind of harder to get the infantry kills with.
No, they're still pretty good. I'm having issue with the Pila launcher, though. For some reason, that thing does not want to track. I'll shoot up in the air at a VTOL, even though it says it's locked on, and just before it hits the VTOL, it, like, dive bombs to the ground. And I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
Yeah, that's not right.
No. So, that one's giving me some issues.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was just the one annoyance I had in Call of Duty, in Warzone right now. I don't know. I haven't been having a good track record lately. I mean, I'm still getting wins and stuff, but like not consistently.
I don't play enough. I haven't even gotten one win, so you got to get me one.
All right.
I'm all about the multiplayer. I like more fast-paced action than more of like just playing Warzone.
Yeah. All right. So for season four. There's a lot of pages speculating on what's going to happen, so we'll just kind of put in our two cents about it. So everywhere on the map, in all the bunkers, a couple of cliff walls and stuff, there's doorways, and there's a keypad that, and when you go up to it, it gives you a button prompt that says enter password.
Mm-hmm.
And Will told me this morning that people are hearing wolves coming from there.
These areas, yeah. So after we do this, I kind of want to play some Warzone with Rodney and investigate that.
Yeah. So I was saying before the podcast, it'd be really, really cool if they added environmental hazard elements. So like if you're roaming through the woods, fucking pack of wolves comes and attacks your team. So you got to not only watch for enemy players, but you also got to watch for wolves attacking you. Like that'd be kind of cool.
It would be, as long as it's done right. Like don't send 20 wolves after me because there goes my ammo.
Yeah. Man, I see some bullshit videos coming in already. Some guy wins his gulag, drops in on his loadout drop, and then as he's getting his loadout, he's getting eaten by a fucking wolf. Fuck.
There's going to be some bad Call of Duty rage coming.
Yeah, totally. What else we got? So, I'm hoping... Well, the theory right now for Season 4 for the map is that the dam's going to unthaw.
Yep.
And flood the map, so I'm hoping they're going to bring in some Zodiacs for some vehicles.
That would be interesting.
Be nice way to... However, if you get out of the Zodiac when you're getting shot at, do you drown?
I don't know. Can we swim in this game?
No, you can't.
So you just sink to the bottom and die.
So Zodiac's already a bad idea.
Yeah, it's a horrible idea.
Unless they make a hovercraft or something.
Yeah, but still, if I'm over the water, I'm still gonna have to jump out to avoid getting shot.
Because if the dam thaws out, that fills every trench with water, and now it's much harder to actually cross over there when the storm's closing in, so you gotta really think ahead and cross all the bridges.
Yeah. Or instead of flooding the area, it just could get it muddy, so when you're running through a certain area or something, it could be a little slower.
Yeah. Ooh. Gross.
You know, like you get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
That would be an interesting mechanic to put in it. They did talk about in season four they're adding events similar to how Fortnite plays, so it'll be interesting to see what they have up their sleeves for an actual event.
Yeah,
I think maybe when the wolves get released or something like that from the wherever you're hearing them from, maybe that could be an event. And everyone that's playing will literally have, like, some sort of objective.
Yeah. The other thing I'd really like to see in the game is there's train tracks everywhere. Put a fucking train in. Like, get a train that constantly moves throughout the map and make it another way for you to get around the map.
Yeah, but how would you get on without it stopping?
Oh, yeah, that would fucking... like,
vehicles... You can't just jump in front of the train and be like, point your gun. I hope he stops. I hope he stops. I hope he's not stopping. He's not fucking stopping. Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess when people are in a vehicle and they're, like, traveling at, like, 0.01 fucking kilometers an hour, they still kill you when they hit you. It's like, yeah. Really? So, yeah, that might be a problem. That's probably why they're not in the game now.
I know. I just hit rank 148 this morning, so I was looking at all my rank progressions. I'm almost done, which I'm happy about, but I got to hit 25 kills with a vehicle.
Where? In Warzone?
I guess Warzone. That's the only place I could pick up a vehicle and run someone over.
So you have to get 25 kills or assists in?
I guess, yeah. It just says get 25 kills by running over enemies.
Brian and I were having a good fucking time this week because we had a couple challenges like that. And we didn't care about winning. We just dropped wherever, found a rocket launcher, and then got on a quad and just fucking roamed the map searching for fucking people in vehicles or people, just people. And, oh, fuck, it was so much fun. We were getting some great-looking kills, too, like... Brian was flying the helicopter, and I was in the RPG, or I was in the seat with an RPG, and I saw another enemy helicopter. I had to destroy a vehicle with people in it. That was my challenge. And I saw him going to land, and he was like 200 meters below me, and then maybe 300 meters below was ground. So I saw him going to land, and I shot where I thought he was going to land, and as soon as he touched the ground, he fucking exploded. I was like, that was so good.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's fine. I think that's the easiest way to do it is just to grab a quad and just fucking roam around the map and fucking find people. Yeah.
But I have to run them over.
Oh, you have to run them over. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's going to be a little more challenging.
Yeah,
you
totally.
You can actually, if you're watching, paying attention to your mini map, you can see when cars or vehicles are near you. And getting close to someone without them C4ing you is kind of a problem.
Yeah, it's pretty hard.
Okay, so I don't know. That might be a challenge I might skip.
This is kind of like an unwritten rule. Every time I see that fucking Russian guy with the red jacket, he always has C4 every fucking time. Every time I'm going to splatter him, it's always him. And he throws C4 or a proxy and fucking blows me up. I'm like, God fucking damn it.
He's Russian, man.
Yeah.
Gotta be explosives. I think tomorrow as well with the mid-season update, they're adding Iskra, who is the next new operator. Mm-hmm. I think for the Coalition, her pack from what it looks like, it's going to be coming with an FR, whatever, you know that stupid FR assault rifle?
Yep.
It's
the FAL?
No, I love the FAL. It's the FR.
Oh, okay. Oh, the fucking FAMAS.
Yeah,
fuck
it's
that
so
gun.
Fucking bullshit.
Gets
I
me killed.
I finally maxed that out, but trying to get like the stupid challenges done with that gun is bullshit. Mm-hmm. It's so slow. But she comes with a legendary edition blueprint of that with explosive rounds. So that kind of has me interested to see, because lately they have been adding different things to the game. Like we have those dragon rounds now for the fire shotgun.
Yep.
And if we're getting explosive rounds now, that could be interesting.
Sounds OP.
Especially on that gun, it might actually give it a bit more worth.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck that gun. Every time I see that gun, I puke. And every time I shoot at somebody with that gun, I die.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible. And then especially if you're trying to take out multiple enemies, like, oh, yeah, I can shoot the first guy, but then it's like... There you can't, because it's just burst mode, right?
It takes,
you can't just keep firing, and it takes a second before you can, like, shoot again.
Yeah, it takes 12 bullets with that to fucking kill somebody. So, and with the delay between bursts, like, you're fucking dead. You're dead after the first burst.
It's horrible. It's not a well-balanced gun. Just like the SCAR. The SCAR in this game is trash.
Yeah.
Have you used it?
No, I'm using the M4A1, and I build it for range and damage.
Nice. I'm almost got that gold. I just need 20 more long shot kills.
Nice. So I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos on classes and rotations and shit like that in Warzone just because I do want to get better.
Mm-hmm.
But the LMGs are just not worth it. They're worth it in the beginning of the game, but once you get your loadout, they're not worth it.
Yeah, I'm with you there. They're so easy to find when you start the game.
Yeah.
When you drop in, it's usually one of the first things you find.
Yeah. There's a couple of reasons why they're not worth it. One of them is it takes forever to take your gun out or put your gun away to do anything. So if you want to put armor plates on, you got to put your gun away, and it takes like an extra 2 seconds. What else?
The one good thing about the LMG, though, like, say if that's the only weapon you have, but your team has like some assault rifles, if you can sneak up on an enemy and pretty much drop their shields and then just try not to take fire, your team can take them out instantly.
Yeah, well, the LMG's fucking super powerful. Like,
that's what I mean. I wreck shields. Like, I'm like, oh, guy on the right, no shield. Boom. Yeah. My teammate just drops them.
I've had a lot of success post-game with LMG. Like, if I have other teammates that have assault rifles, I'll basically just play support. I'll have a RPG and a LMG.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, like, if I'm mounted on a fucking rooftop and there's, like, the last three teams fighting down below, like, I just fucking light them up and then I get the win because...
Oh, yeah. There's nothing you can do to stop the LMG. If you're stopped trying to shoot someone and an LMG opens fire on you and they have no cover, you're going to drop them.
Yeah.
Right through their shield before they even know what happens. And by the time they figure it out, they're already downed.
And my LMG had 200 fucking rounds. So as soon as I switch over...
You were just going off.
Yeah, so as soon as I switch to the M4A1, I'm like, oh yeah, I gotta reload after every fucking gunfight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Alright, what else have I been using? I don't know, I'm hit or miss with sniping. Like, some days, I'll be, like, on point. Like, I'll be dropping kids so fucking often and so well. And then some days, I'll... Like, yesterday... Two of my teammates were in a firefight with one guy, and I was on the rooftop with the sniper, and I just couldn't hit the fucking shot. I just couldn't hit it, and both of them got down. One of them finally died, and then I finally hit my shot and killed him while the other guy was down. I was like, fuck, man. If I hit that first shot, like, we would all have been fine.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a big sniper, so I know right there I'm going to rage quite a bit trying to get those gold. I'm going to wait for the next double XP event or whatnot to do it, but... I've switched from using the sniper to the marksman rifle.
Yeah.
It's a little faster. Sure, I'm not going to down someone in one shot, but if I can shoot like three times to the time that I shoot one sniper shot, those two take the shield, the third one usually drops them.
Yeah, but that's all... Excuse me, that's all depending on if you hit all your shots.
Yeah, I just like... It's a lot faster. The ADS speed is amazing, and I'm a monster with the SKS right now.
Nice. All right, well, I think that wraps up the episode for this week. Thanks a lot, everybody. And anything just left to say, Will, before we play some Warzone?
Not really. Will, see you guys next week.
Yeah, Will's giving you guys the middle finger. He's going to play some Warzone.
Yeah, I'm going to go play some Warzone, hopefully get my win.
Yeah. All right, guys, thanks a lot, and we'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free.
warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.